Three, two, one. Welcome back to the Bushnell Project. John Bushnell here, and hope you are having a blessed day as we continue to try to encourage one another in reading God's Word. And today we're finishing up here the story of Samson, and he has been captured by the Philistines and taken to Gaza. He's had his eyes gouged out, and he's being used to grind the grain, but his hair is growing back. So let's finish up the story here, verse 23 of chapter 16. Now the lords of the Philistines gathered to offer a great sacrifice to Dagon, their god, and to rejoice. And they said, "Our God has given Samson, our enemy, into our hand." And when the people saw him, they praised their god. For they said, "Our God has given our enemy into our hand, the ravager of our country who has killed many of us." And when their hearts were merry, they said, "Call Samson that he may entertain us." So they called Samson out of the prison, and he entertained them. They made him stand between the pillars. And Samson said to the young man who held him by the hand, "Let me feel the pillars on which the house rests, that I may lean against them." Now the house was full of men and women. All the lords of the Philistines were there, and on the roof there were about 3,000 men and women who looked on while Samson entertained. All right, so let me stop there to point out a few things here that we as Westerners may not quite really understand. So they're praising their god, Dagon, however you want to say that. And because Dagon has delivered to them Samson, now Dagon has not, the one living God has. But that is just how they're experiencing it, and they are blinded to the truth. And they want Samson to entertain them. Now, you might think, we think of entertainment way different than them. They did then. The idea of Samson entertaining them is that Samson would just be in front of them all tied up, potentially not clothed, but he's just tied up their prisoner. The entertainment part is that here is our prisoner in front of us being displayed for all to mock at him. So he's not dancing, he's not singing a song, not doing anything like that, just him being there. And of course, it's very humiliating for a prisoner to have this done to them. So that is what is happening here. And to pick up on some of the terminology that they're using about Samson, Samson was their enemy, that he was the ravager of their country and had killed many of them. And they really did live in fear of Samson, which gave Israel 20 years of somewhat rest, because the Philistines were held at bay because they feared Samson after their encounters with Samson earlier on. But now later on, they've been able to get Delilah to do her thing, and Samson is now their prisoner. So that's the big deal we see going on here, and it's very consistent with that culture, and really is very consistent with how people are. You know, when we're, I talked about how their hearts were merry because they were very happy that this tyrant had been captured, and now they're going to bring him before them so they can lay eyes on him and maybe spit at him, mock him, those kind of things, because they have no fear of him anymore because he's all tied up and his strength has been taken away. And their God has done all this. And so it makes them have an assurance that is completely false, but it's working for them right now. And I think many people who have their faith in something like a Dagon or a Dagon, however you want to say it, the Philistine God, that there are days when it does look really good for them. Maybe weeks, even months, even years. There's a day of reckoning coming for the Philistines, it's about to happen, right, with Samson. But for all of us, we have to understand there's a day of reckoning coming. Sometimes, or many times, we get parts of that happening during our life. But for everyone, there's a day of reckoning coming on that last day. And for any individual, that last day really is when they breathe their last, when their heart stops beating, when they die. That's really their day of reckoning, because there's no more after that to try and make things right or to make peace with God, if you will. But for Christians, to understand and to recognize that we are forgiven if we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and repent, that we are forgiven. And so that day of reckoning is not coming, but we have our day of reckonings as we do get off track with God. And He uses that to draw us back. And that's a lot of what's happening in Judges. God is trying to draw His people back to Him, back to the Word, that's there to guide them, to keep them, create the structure that they need around them so that they can continue to be pleasing to God and to be blessed by God. Yet they keep getting off track because they're not allowing God's word to be the center of what they read and teach. So if you go back to Deuteronomy, where he talks about that this law being on your heart and teach this to your children and your grandchildren, that's what's missing in the culture, and God's trying to get them back to that. And that's why I do this podcast. I want us and the next generation reading God's word. I want us passing it down to the next generation. I want us teaching it to our own children. Don't rely on others to do it. We need to do it, and we need to keep pressing on with that. God bless you guys. Hope you have a good day. We'll talk to you soon.